You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So first, let me give you some suggestions and tips when it comes to if you want to use videos for your network marketing lead generation. Number one, use appropriate lighting. Okay, it doesn't have to be perfect, but make sure the lighting is good enough so people can at least see your face.
So today I'm going to teach you how to be a video marketing rock star.
Number two, pay attention to the sound. Again, this is one of those areas that your videos, they don't have to be in perfect, you know, crystal clear sound, at least at first, but make sure people can at least understand what you're saying. If they can't understand what you're saying or they can't really see your face, it's pretty unlikely that that is going to lead to any kind of lead generation.
Hey there, this is Bobby and I'm here with some network marketing tips. It's a little windy out here. I hope you can hear me. But today's tips on prospecting.
And lastly, in relation to videos, make sure you have a call to action at the end. Now, a call to action for most online marketers is a call to action to become a lead, right? Well, let me help you with the definition of a lead. A lead is someone who is reaching out to you and asking you for more information or getting on your list, etc. So preferably, you would have a capture page that you can send people to that has a good giveaway that they can trade their information for to get that giveaway. But even if you don't, a call to action at the end of your video could be, hey, if you got value from this, shoot me an email and then give your email. And so keep it simple. Don't get too crazy, but follow these three rules. And on another note, when it comes to lead generation, the number one key to lead generation is to convert those leads. Okay, so make sure you're following up with them. Make sure you're reaching out to them. If someone leaves a phone number, make sure you call them. It makes me laugh almost every single day. You know, there are times when I'll call a lead that has opted into my website, one of my websites, and they'll say, oh my God, you called me. No one's ever called me before. Well, don't go out there and do the hard work of generating leads and then not follow up with them. Follow these tips. I hope you got value.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.